Hello, and welcome to the Og Blog Podcast, the latest and greatest podcast aimed at the fans of Peanuts books and the works of Charles M. Schulz. It's genuine plastic, so don't accept imitations. I'm Nat Gertler, the Og Blogger, and for over 17 years, I've been writing about Peanuts books. My love for the Peanuts comic strip. That's utterly and totally non-ironic. It's a 50-year masterwork that amuses and describes the human condition in so many ways. My love for Peanuts books, however, is only mostly non-ironic. I love a good Peanuts book, but I also love bad ones, love seeing how things go wrong. Folks who follow the blog know that I can unleash the snark from time to time, and if there's one category of Peanuts-related book that tends to feed my unhealthy taste for the misbegotten, it's biographies of Charles Schulz. Now, I'm not talking about the serious biographies, the sort of things that Retta Grimsley Johnson or David Michaelis have put out over the years. No, I'm talking about biographies aimed at kids. Most of these are what I call bulk biographies, where the Schulz book is just one volume in a series of similar books. They're aimed primarily in batches to libraries, particularly school libraries. They exist to give kids a simple, vaguely interesting thing to write one-page book reports about. You remember writing those things or listening to other students read them from the front of the class. Jackie Robinson was a baseball player. He played baseball. People got mad at him for being black, even though it wasn't his fault. Having looked at a number of these kid-aimed Schulz biographies, I can tell you that some writers try really hard. But they ain't all masterpieces, these little things. And yes, they are little things. Consider the book titled simply Charles Schulz, a 2002 book that's part of the Wonders of Reading series from the publisher The Child's World. The main text of this book has less than 200 words. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, as it is aimed at beginning readers, but doggone it. If you're going to have only 200 words, at least make sure those words are accurate. Here's 27 of them. After high school, Charles spent time in the army and worked at many different jobs. He also married his wife, Jean. Charles began drawing cartoons of children. Well, technically, yes. Sparky did marry the wonderful Jeannie after high school. Long after high school. In fact, Sparky was in his 50s when he married her. And before you say, oh, there's conflating his first marriage to Joyce with his second marriage. His first marriage took place in April 1951, after he'd been drawing cartoons of children for years. Little folks had come and gone, the cartoons for the Saturday Evening Post were all done, and Peanuts had been in print for half a year. And I did say authors when I referred to this book. Apparently this 200-word tome was too much for one person to write alone, so Cynthia Klingel and Robert B. Noyad share the credit. The book's 24 pages alternate text pages with photographic pages. The book even has an index in the back, because it would be a shame to have to reread all 200 words to find out which 5 of the 10 text pages reference Peanuts. Now, it's the pictures that make 1989's Charles Schulz, Great Cartoonist, part of the Reach for Your Goal series published by Rourke Publishing, particularly bad. Instead of relying on photographs, as most such books do, every page of the book has full-color illustration by Luciano Lazzarino, whose drawings are poorly proportioned and unappealing. He was also likely working with limited reference material. His likenesses of Schulz are not recognizable. And in terms of facts one might derive from the images, no, Schulz did not have Charlie Brown's zigzag pattern on every shirt and vest he ever wore. No, Little Folks was not a strip of 3 horizontal panels. No, the Reuben Award isn't a plaque. No, the New York Times does not and never has carried the strip. That paper doesn't even have a comic section. No, in 1950, there's not a building taller than the Empire State Building, a mere block away from it. My favorite image from this book is one in which Schulz first visits the offices of United Feature Syndicate and finds them on an upper level of a New York skyscraper, with windows that look out over the city, and a door on the same wall as those windows. Now, let's think about that for a moment. Perhaps these offices housed a stock brokerage during the Great Depression, in which case the door came in handy for brokers looking to make a quick and permanent exit after having lost all of their investors' money. Or maybe United Feature Syndicate was hoping that Spider-Man would come visit. Or perhaps this is just one of these things that mankind was not meant to understand. But the Schultz bio that really takes the cake, that has a special place in the world of badness, is an ebook-only one that had the straightforward title of Charles Schultz, A Short Biography for Kids. Now, the biography itself, credited to writer Sylvia Minor, was not that bad. It did mess up facts in spots, like where it claimed, Snoopy is always trying to write the great American novel, but he cannot get beyond the first line of his book. It was a dark and stormy night. Oh, really? So all that stuff about the door slamming, the maid screaming, the pirate ship appearing on the horizon, he never gets to that? Truly, those who criticize great literature have not really understood it. But I can't blame Sylvia Minor for that error. In fact, I can't blame Sylvia Minor for any of the errors that appear in the book, because Ms. Minor did not actually write it. Now, the entire text of the book has been plagiarized from a 2005 Voice of America broadcast, written by Geraldine Watson. Now, Voice of America is the U.S. government's broadcasting outreach to the world. And this was a special English broadcast, meant to help foreign English learners with their comprehension. The ebook does have some slight editing, combining shorter sentences into longer ones, and some slight wording changes. Now, I checked with Geraldine Watson, and Voice of America had not given permission for their material to be reworked in this manner. I suspect that it was my probing in this matter that got the book removed from Amazon. This one, and actually several others that looked also to be based on Voice of America special English broadcasts. Now, tracking down these books was kind of fun, because they all had different people listed as authors. I couldn't just say, oh, all the Sylvia Minor books are like this. But the giveaway was that there was one person who had given all of these books glowing reviews on Amazon. But the worst error of this book is not what is done with the text of the book. No, the worst error is with the cover. And yes, ebooks do have covers, electronic images that are used to represent the book in online listings and in the catalog of your ebook reader. And on that cover, where it lists the title Charles Schultz, A Short Biography for Kids, Schultz is spelled S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. That's right. They misspelled the man's name on his own biography. Good grief. And that's it for this week's episode of the Aug Blog Podcast. Be sure to stop by aug.com, that's A-A-U-G-H.com, no T in there anywhere, and find the latest updates on the world of Peanuts books, as well as our acclaimed Peanuts Book Collector's Guide. And if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, corrections, digressions, dissections, interjections, controversions, or condescensions about this episode, or requests for upcoming episodes, please email them to questions@aug.com. And stay tuned. Another episode of the series will be available next week. And until then, may all your puppies be warm. May all the psychiatric advice you get be worth every nickel you paid for it. And may all your griefs be good ones.